Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the shadow man of the house, was he watching over them while they slept?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. If you want to write in your ghost story, you can do it on our website, realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear from you any time of the year. I always have to say that because a lot of folks find us in the Halloween season. We have the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, by the way, if you'd like to hear them. Having done this show nearly 10 years now, you can get access to all of that when you become a supporter of the program through Apple Podcasts right there. You can do it monthly, you can do it yearly and get a big discount, or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories and get access to all those extras there as well. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program, and let's jump right in to our first phone call of the day at 855-853-4802.
Hi. I'm actually calling from a small town in Missouri. I started listening to the podcast about a week ago at work. I've listened to it pretty much every day since, but it made me pretty curious to look into some experiences that some people had in a house that I lived in about 10 years ago. So I was about 9 or so at the time. My sister, or one of my sisters, would have been 4 or 5, and then my other sisters and my brother were younger. And then we had my dad's friend that was staying with us. So they both had experiences, the oldest, younger sister, and my dad's friend. I learned this probably 3 or 4 years after moving out of the house. My mom told me that my dad's friend had seen a little girl standing at the end of the hallway. He always thought it was my sister's. He would talk to him as if they were, you know, tell him to go back to bed, tell him to, you know, just go ahead and go to my parents' room. He knew they were up because at the time, my parents and my little brother and my 2 little sisters, they all slept in the same bedroom. My siblings all refused to sleep in their own room. Every once in a while, my sister slept in a bedroom with me, but not very often. So he would see this little girl, and that my sister, while we were moving out, she told us that she, or told my parents, that she was glad that we were leaving. So now the man can't watch her while she sleeps. Of course, this freaked us out. You know, the 4 or 5-year-old little girl doesn't just make this stuff up. Something had been, you know, terrorizing her basically the whole time we were living there. 10 years later, and she still remembers it like it was yesterday, and she won't even say the tall man, which is what she called it. She was having nightmares at the time. She said that demon-like creatures, sometimes being the shadow creature, shadow man, I guess is what you could really call it, were coming out of the closet, and they were attacking her while she was in bed. So, you know, that's really all that she remembers from the dream, but there were several nights that she would wake up. She said almost every night she would wake up, and there would be a very, very tall shadow man just standing above my whole family and just watching them sleep. So I decided to get a hold of my dad's friend. I asked him a couple of questions. He's always said that he was more sensitive. I never really knew how far that went. So I just asked him, you know, if he remembered it, if I could ask him questions, and if, you know, he was comfortable with it. And he said it was fine. And so I told him, you know, all that I've really been told was my sister seeing some kind of shadow figure and him seeing a small child. And he told me he did see a small child. And every time she was standing down the hallway by my sister's, what was supposed to be their rooms, in my room. And I asked if he ever saw the figure that my sister saw, and he said the shadow man. He did see him. He seemed to enjoy standing over people as they slept. My mom actually saw him doing this, standing over my dad's friend while he was sleeping. I asked if he was abnormally tall or if it was just because, because my sister was so young. And he said he was, you know, he was really tall. He would stand over my dad's friend while he was sleeping on the couch, and he actually had to bend completely over. And you know, I asked if he knew any details, you know, maybe something where I could look up the history and, you know, what happened to these people. And he told me he didn't try. There was no way. There's something really dark hiding there. And, you know, he seems a little skeptic about that house. You know, there's definitely something evil there. We all believe it. We definitely believe it's something demonic. And he's done a couple of ghost hunting outings with different groups. He said he didn't see the little girl very often, I guess, but he was the only one that saw her. He actually saw the shadow man the most. And he said he usually saw him, you know, late at night, and he was always just watching and moving about. The little girl, the only thing he could really use to describe her was she was in a dress, and she looked like she was from like the 1800s. The shadow man, he said he just really tried to ignore him as much as possible. There was one time that he did put his hands on him, and it left like an oily residue, which to me, I wonder if that had something to do with after he died and, you know, whatever he is now. I wonder if that is just a cause of that, or if it has to do with something from his life before he passed. I'm not really sure. The only other thing that he could really tell me, there was a lot of traffic there. At times there'd be many different things. And, you know, I would love to look up the history of the house. I just don't have a lot to go on, especially because I'm not sure if it's the house or the land, if any of that's occurred in the house, or if it's just things passing through. But definitely, definitely very scary, especially because I didn't have any experiences. It seemed to always give me an uneasy feeling the whole 2 years that we lived there. Everything just kind of felt heavy, and the air just kind of felt thick all the time. It was never a good feeling. And now, you know, 10 years later, I can realize that I've never been in a place that has made me feel like that. So it's definitely something going on. And then knowing that, you know, for 2 years, there's a good chance that something that is not alive was just standing over me and just watching me sleep. It never harmed any of us. You know, he said he put his hand on him, but he didn't say that it, you know, strangled him or slapped him or, you know, anything aggressive or violent. It just put a hand on him at some point. I mean, of course, my sister was having nightmares, and especially for a 5-year-old, it's scary. But it never seemed to actually, you know, act on any violence. So, you know, it's kind of scary that it just watched. It just kind of lurked around in the middle of the night and just kind of looked around at everything. I'd love to hear one of these I'd love to hear my story on the podcast. You guys have a good night.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Sometimes just the lurking is the creepy part.
Well, yeah, because lurking and something watching you while you sleep is pretty creepy. But I kind of, you know, when she's telling the story and, you know, she didn't have experiences, and it doesn't sound like anyone in the family was terrified. The one daughter had nightmares and mm-hmm. could be connected, maybe not. But it almost, to me, sounded kind of protective.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe
lurking
it
and
wasn't
creeping.
Ever meant to scare them. It is creepy.
But protective, yeah.
Yeah.
Next time you have someone standing over your bed staring at you, go, hey, maybe it's just protecting me. Even though they have a knife and they're a recognized serial killer, just protecting you. Just saying. If you like the show, become a supporter. You can do that through Apple Podcasts right there on our channel or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.